Morning, David. How are you doing?
I'm good. There's also David O'Doherty is a human rights lawyer from Sydney, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Because if I, through vanity, check my name on Twitter, very often I have accomplished some amazing things, really, holding the mining industry to account. I've done a lot of great stuff that I don't even remember.
Yeah, someone has to, and you're just the people's champion, aren't you?
Also, Ireland's premier young violinist. Now, that one's really good, because he, like, there'll be headlines in the Irish Times sometimes that are like, another standing ovation for O'Doherty, and I'm doing some great work, Mitch.
Well, I was going to ask you what you did in your downtime when you're not on stage, but it's quite clearly you are, you know, holding mine to account and winning violin championships, which is excellent news.
I have a weird one at the moment because I genuinely have a second job in that I write children's books too. So, for example, today I'm in Melbourne and I am entertaining 7-year-olds at 4:30 after they've come out of school, and then doing my show for grown-ups at 8 o'clock. So I've been, writing a new kid's book right now.
Yeah, I think the latest that you've written is called Danger Is Everywhere. I believe you were wrote these books for children before you started doing stand-up, but why did you sort of get back into it?
Yeah, I did it when, your sense of humor is quite interesting, because I honestly don't think it changes very much. Like, everyone finds farts and people falling over funny when they're 8 or 9, and to be honest, I do this talky rubbish, but that's really my favorite sort of comedy still. But I wrote a book, when I was in university, and the first gigs I ever did were gigs for like 5-6-year-olds. So that's where I kind of learned how to do this. And in terms of like, they're still the toughest gigs, you know, in terms of the heckles that you get, people shouting at you. It's, the greatest heckle in the history of entertainment came from a 6-year-old. Someone shouted at me, "Excuse me, does this get good soon?" It never gets harder than that.
And then you mentioned you're entertaining some 7-year-olds at 4:30, then doing a show tonight. Is it hard to kind of transition from, you know, the David O'Doherty entertaining 7-year-olds to the one entertaining, you know, a crowd full of adults? Is there much of a sort of a transition there?
No. I mean, it's kind of got more of a Springer vibe, the show for kids, right? People jumping up. But, you know, if grown-ups don't like a thing, they have a tendency, you know, I do this after movies that I don't like or don't understand. I say, well, that was quite interesting. But if kids aren't enjoying a thing during the thing, they turn to their mum and they go, "Can we go now, please? This is awful."
Pleading.
It's the ideal warm-up. Yeah, it's perfect.
Now, of course, I wanted to ask you about your famous keyboard you take with you on stage. From 1986, I believe, is sort of how old it is. Has it ever sort of died on you? How do you sort of keep it maintained?
Oh, my goodness. It died. So 2 nights ago, I'm on stage, and for the first time in, I think, 15 years of being a professional stand-up comedian, the low battery light starts to flash. This is like during the first song.
Oh, no.
So I turn to the usher who's in the room, like there's 600 people in this room, and I go, "I have $20 in my pocket," and I go, "Can you please run to 7-Eleven and buy me new batteries?" And they think this is one of my hilarious skits. I mean, this is the problem with where your career is basically the boy who cried wolf, is that if you have a serious issue, no one takes it seriously at all. So in the end, basically, I had to bribe a member of the audience to go off and do it. And then I allowed them to buy a large Slurpee for themselves. So
the usher refused. He was on duty.
The usher thought it was a joke. Ugh. The usher wouldn't believe me. Even when I handed them money, they thought like, "Oh, well, this is going somewhere. This is going to be hilarious." So, I bribed a total stranger who had to run off. And this being Melbourne, she told me afterwards she was nearly hit by a tram.
Of course.
Which would have been an incredibly complicated legal case that followed.
But your background in law would have made you all right, obviously.
And I would have played a beautiful song at her funeral on my violin.
And I just wanted to ask you quickly, you're obviously the winner of many awards, one of being the Irish Comedian of the Year. You also just recently nominated for a Barry Award, named after Barry Humphreys. That must be pretty nice, I guess.
That is really, really nice. I mean, none of it compares. I was the 1990 East Leinster Under 14s triple jump bronze medalist, so that is still the big dog up there.
Oh, yeah.
But meeting, I was. This new book has a lot of sharks in it, so I was on my way to the Melbourne Aquarium about 3 mornings ago, and I get a phone call: "You have to come to this event in a tent." And I was like, no way. And they were like, well, Barry Humphries will be there. So that was the enticing thing.
Ooh.
And next of all, he read out on a piece of paper that, I've been nominated for this award. So it's terribly exciting, to be honest. But could the kids I'm performing for at 4:30 today care? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
All right, we'll leave you to prepare for that show at 4:30 and, of course, performing in Melbourne tonight. But you're coming to Sydney on Sunday, performing at the Emore Theatre the 17th of April, and also again on Monday the 18th of April. David, thanks so much for chatting to us on 2SER this morning.
Can't wait. Thanks, Mitch.
David O'Doherty there. His show is called We Are All in the Gutter, but some of us are looking at David O'Doherty performing at Enmore Theatre, as I said, Sunday night and Monday night at the Enmore Theatre. Tickets, you can get them at sidconfest.com.au, right at the $40 mark. And the show at Sunday starts at 6, Monday a little bit later at the sexy time slot of 7:15. There you go. Really nice guy. Wonderfully funny comedian from Ireland.